Welcome to the Menards Film Room on a busy week 5 bye. Now, some of us have to work during the bye, others don't. As you can see, my normal co-host, Paul Allen, is on vacation. The rest of us, we still got to get things done. Well, since there's no game this weekend, Wobby and I decided to pick out some of our favorite plays, my personal favorite plays, and bring them to you in this special edition of Menards Film Room. It's rare in these days to find someone that can do it all, especially a safety, but I think Harrison Smith is just absolutely one of those guys. We saw the interception that he made against the Denver Broncos, but this play, I think, is just as much, if not more, impactful. And what you're going to see here is Peyton Manning in shotgun. You have 5 receivers out. This is Harrison Smith just sitting, kind of playing what they call center field. So he's reacting. He sees immediately what Peyton Manning does, what he does. But what you'll notice is before anybody else is really, they're still backpedaling the corners. Harrison Smith is already making a beeline to that play. So that break on the ball is so important, and he does it so well. What that allows him to do is to get to this play. And you'll get a better view of it right here from the end zone, just exactly how much and how hard he hits him. So you do see the rookie, Eric Kendricks. Hey, he missed, but that's okay. He missed Demaryius this way. That's the way you want him to go, back to your help. Not this way, where he might have a certain level. So that's a good job by the rookie, turning him back. And then Harrison Smith comes in and boom, puts him on his back. Now after that play, Thomas actually came out for a while, and he wasn't really the same when he got back in. So that right there gives you a perfect example of what Harry the Hitman can do. We talk about being physical. DeMarcus Ware and some of the other players, but right here you have Von Miller. So how do you help an offensive tackle who has to set back and block a guy like Von Miller all day? Well, you call on a Red Ellison to come in and help what they call chip block on the way out. And that's to keep this guy here looking both ways every time he pass rushes, but he doesn't even see it coming. And boom, what a nice hit. This one, when I saw on the radio, I had to make a noise. I had to bring it out. But that is exactly what you want to do. That's not a dirty hit. That is nothing like that. That is a clean hit, shoulder right under the chin where you want to hit him. And he caught him right at the right time and put him on the ground. And if you notice, the ball's out and gone, and our guy is still where? He's still on the ground. So that was one great hit by Red Ellison. That could be my favorite play of the whole season so far. Next up, we talk about the play of the defensive line and these big fellas inside here. Linval Joseph over here on this end. Sharif Floyd over on this end. Both of these guys, I think, are playing very well. And being a nose tackle, you're a bit of an unsung hero. But let's take a look exactly what we mean when you're playing over the nose and you're asked to fill up space. So you see at the snap of the football that Linval is about to get reached, but he's playing the piano is what they call it. So you're just going sideline to sideline. He's keeping his shoulders nice and square. And as the center comes down to cut him, so here he's blocking high. Now he's coming down to cut him, but you see his hands are still on the blocker, and he's able to jump off and make a play. And again, nice job by Brian Robinson over here to make sure that this hole doesn't get too wide and allow the running back a lane out here. So this is, again, good team defense, just like on special teams. Guys turning the guys the right way. So in full motion, you'll see snap of the ball. Linval uses his hands, gets some space. That's one of the hardest things in the world to do when a guy comes at your legs, to keep your hands and keep your balance, able to come off, tie him up, and make a play. So great job there by Linval Joseph. Another one of my favorite plays, 4th and 1. This is huge, big time. You want to know how this is all blocked up. You've got 2 guys right here for these two. You'll have 2 guys here working up to that backside linebacker, but it's the combo block right here, and especially Joe Berger with Mike Harris. But watch what happens. This is exactly how you want to do it. These two double teams step together. There's no room there. They're reading this linebacker. If that linebacker steps up, then that lineman comes off. If he was to come this way, then the center comes off. You see the linebacker step up. Harris comes off. But watch how Joe Berger finishes this play. He gets under his pads and drives the nose tackle out. Now, this is a hole right here that even PA can run through. I think PA would have gotten the first down in this play. But what that does, gets Adrian in the second level immediately. I mean, he's 88 and out the gate. So just a couple plays, some physical things, some things behind the scene that our players are doing right. That's why I'm so excited going into this next part of the season. I think that game in Denver, we grew up a little bit, realized how tough it is to win on the road, but against a good team, we competed. When we come back from the bye, it's going to be Kansas City and then it's division, division, division. So these guys have to be ready, but there's some good film to watch.